Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, shout out to everybody on the Twitch, everybody on Twitter that checked out the interview, got a lot of good feedback on the interview already, so hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I know we certainly did. It was a lot of fun. It's not every day that you get a iconic character, and let's call it what it is. I mean, Brumman, anybody that grew up in the 90s like myself or was alive during the 90s like yourself, you remember Brumman. If you watched Martin, the show, you remember Brumman.
Absolutely,
there's
without a
nobody
doubt.
Nobody from the 90s that doesn't remember Brumman.
Brumman was the thing. I mean,
everybody Brumman knew from Brumman.
From the fifth floor
with them sandwiches. And that was it.
That's it.
And, you know, there was, because again, Martin to me doesn't get its due for how influential of a show it was.
Yeah, but he was on a roll and he was saying some good stuff and it was very entertaining, but you know how bad I want to just bust you on another
what
cross-color comparison.
Damn right. That's right. Cross-race comparison. Yeah.
Yes.
I called it the Black Seinfeld.
Yeah, the Black Seinfeld.
And he agreed. He agreed.
Yeah. If he'd heard the history from yesterday, it'd have been like, really?
Well, in fairness, so I've been calling it the Black Seinfeld for years.
And how's that in fairness?
I'm just saying. It's not like I just came up with it yesterday.
I know, but still.
But see, it just further shows Fred's diversity. Just further shows how Fred
sees color,
sees outside the box. Well, I mean, I like to put it in terms that everybody can understand.
Oh, everybody can get up in arms about. We want
everybody knows Seinfeld. So if I say,
not everybody.
Hey, yeah, most.
Oh yeah, because they had that. What was that one black actor that was on Seinfeld? Oh, none. Don't even try.
Ooh.
Don't even try. Give me one from Friends.
See, I didn't really watch Friends.
I didn't either. I just didn't know they had no bros.
Did they have any bros? Oh, they had the lawyer.
The guy who she dated for a while. That's right.
Well, no, there was that joke that, yeah, because she tried to date the black guy, but he looked like a white dude instead on Seinfeld.
I didn't watch Seinfeld. She was trying
to date a black guy, but the guy was, I think he was mulatto, if I'm not mistaken. But no, the only black guy
that
I
counts.
Can think of off the top of my head, no, it doesn't. The only, well, that's
a drop. It's what your people say. A drop.
I don't know. I'm going to defer to you on that. I can't really say one way or the other. No, the lawyer. The guy that was the Johnny Cochran.
That's right. They did have that one. That's right.
And your face is my case.
Two. That's probably the few. I've seen a few episodes. I've seen more episodes in.
Of Seinfeld than you have of Friends?
In rerun than I have of.
Oh, yeah.
You know, every now and again, I click on there and it's. You know, some of them were funny. Some of the things that, you know.
Oh no, I mean Seinfeld was a funny show. There were some, I've seen
him live in concert.
I've heard he's not that good in live.
He is.
Oh, he is.
He was the first time I did the Michael Jordan golf tournament in the Bahamas.
Uh huh.
He was one of the
performers.
One of the performers, and hilarious. Hilarious.
Did he ask question? Did he have the question ask audience? Or did he have the question ask audience? Did he have the audience ask questions after his routine?
He talked to the audience after his routine, but it felt like it was still going on because it was just that funny.
Okay.
You got a room full of celebrities, athletes, and all this.
Yeah.
And everybody's just having a great time.
Yeah.
And,
No, he's that's one of his big things. Is he likes to ask the question. He likes to ask the audience questions or interact with the audience after his routine.
Well, he did, and it was still funny. So I wasn't close enough where I can be a part of it.
Reach out and
I was close enough where I could see him on the stage. Yeah. But I was just outside of the audience.
Who else was there besides
performer?
Who else was there besides
Black Eyed Peas?
Okay,
they performed
with or without Fergie.
With Fergie. And you ever heard the song, you know, the actor Flex, tall black, what is his name?
Tall black guy.
Flex
Wheeler. He's
Anyways,
he's a weightlifter, wasn't he?
His wife sang a song back in the early 80s, late 70s called Smile for Me.
Smile. I might know if I heard
it. Okay. Anyways, Fergie's in the crowd putting the mic to people.
Fergie is.
That wrecked Fergie's whole set. Put that mic on her. And she killed it.
Oh, so the lady that sang was in the audience.
Because there were the celebrities.
And Fergie didn't know.
I don't know if she recognized or whatever, but she was going to different people while she was singing a song.
Oh, to kind of sing with her, not expecting to get one-upped.
One-up. I mean, she just dropped the mic and... Oh my God. I think her name is Shanice. And she did a little riff and a thing.
That was it.
And Fergie tried to do it too. No, go back up there.
Just go back
the rest of them.
Go back up to
the
stage.
But it was a great time. And like I said, Seinfeld, I saw him live. I don't know how we got off on this. But
because I called Martin the Black Seinfeld.
Yeah. Your cross-racial.
Cross-racial comparison. Which again was spot on. Okay. Say, I mean, call it what you want. It's spot on.
Okay.
I mean, it's as apropos to call Seinfeld the White Martin as it is to call Josh Allen the White Lamar Jackson.
No, it's terrible. It's awful. Seinfeld did one thing. Martin had characters. I mean, Dragonfly Jones, come on.
Well, yeah, but I mean, in fairness, I mean...
How about the player from the Himalayas? Another one.
You had him.
The little kid he played.
He had the little kid that he played.
What about the girl across the hall?
Shanae. I mean, let's call it what it is. He was doing trans characters before being trans was a thing. Well, I mean, it was still a thing, but it didn't have the mainstream notoriety that it does now.
He was just being a girl. He wasn't doing a trans.
No, I get it, but I'm just saying, okay, if we're going to use 2020 language, if we're going to use 2020 vernacular, but that shows you how ahead of the curve he was. What are you doing?
I'm trying to show the people on Twitch. That's what we're doing in 2020. We're putting a boot to it.
A huge
boot. Putting a boot to it.
With his Carhartt boots, with his car. I mean, it's funny how ahead of their time they were on those shows. And to Brumman's point, he did, I mean, who knew he only did 12 episodes of Martin.
Exactly.
And he had shows that he was a much bigger part of that we have no idea that he was, but because he was Brumman and it was that iconic and it was that memorable, that's the guy who he here is now, 20, 25 years later, still cashing in on Brumman.
Well, listen.
And good for him.
Just goes to show you the great flavor of Texas. Like you said, he just put a little Texas on
it. That's all he did.
Yeah. Brother man. Nah, I'm Brumman.
I mean, and kudos to him for having the chutzpah to do it.
Yeah, and they said do it a little different. He goes, okay, here's something different.
I mean, I love stories like that because it's just, I'm always fascinated by how things come together, especially when somebody goes off script.
Yeah.
Which is essentially, I mean, and again, he because
the creative facility.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Because the guy that writes the script has a name for the character that he didn't, I mean, he wanted to name him something else. Yeah. He just says, the hell with it. I'll just write down Brother Man for now. And Reggie sees it and says, no, I'm going to call him Bruh Man. And that simple.
Boom.
Bruh Man is born. And here we are 20 years later talking about it on ESPN.
App.
That's where you say 97.5. That's where you say 97.5.
I say ESPN. 97.5. That's what you're hoping for?
You know, I figure, you know, I'd trail off and kind of set you up like that. You know what? It's okay. Listen, it's our last show. It's 2020. We're ready to put a bow on this bitch. I know you are. I know I am. I know John B is. So when we come back, we'll finish our top three things that we want to see in the National Football League. We've still got haikus. And we're just doing one. We're going to do one 2020 haiku. And then we're going to do also two, our playoff predictions. Even though there's still some jockeying left, that's
we'll
not going
that.
To stop us. That's not going to stop us. Henry, Fred, John, don't go anywhere. Flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge waves of comfort. Sinner just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades and sells a Chevy 69. How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre. When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. And on ESPN 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein. Final 45 minutes, count it down! This song made a comeback in 2020. Homeboy yeah. holding the Ocean Spray.
I'll be the first to admit it that I didn't know the song until the Ocean Spray guy used it.
Wow. Damn. John B.
And now I really like it, so I'm glad. But, yeah, I had no idea.
Little Stevie Nicks.
Make me feel old.
Yeah, it should. It should.
Hey, just for a second.
Then you went back to it? This dude did, like, this video, though, changed this guy's entire life.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I read a small article on him. He was living in a either an RV or a van
or a trailer.
Is that what it was? Yeah. He was living like in Idaho or something like that, working at like a potato factory or something crazy. And his car was broke down. He was on his skateboard heading home or something like that with that juice, the cranberry juice, did the video, and rest is history, as they say.
Hey, you never know what people like.
You never know. Who knew that riding on a skateboard,
drinking some ocean spray
cranberry juice, yep, to Dreams by Fleetwood Mac would change your entire life.
Yeah, we should have bought some Ocean Spray stock that day. Just bump it up a little bit, see what happens.
You know the shelves started emptying after
absolutely
that video.
Oh, I believe it.
Because everybody wanted to do it after that. I mean,
people are idiots. I swear to God.
I don't want to ride a skateboard.
I mean, wait. I'm excited for this guy, but I mean, okay, so because he's drinking cranberry juice, now all of a sudden people want to run out and go ride a skateboard and drink cranberry juice?
It's just was something fun in a really...
Yeah, fun for him. When's the last time you rode a skateboard?
I just think with 2020, people really connected to the vibe of the video. Absolutely. That's all it was.
In a bad time.
I connected with the vibe, but it didn't mean I want to go jump on a skateboard and start... down in cranberry juice.
Yeah, but you had some Ocean Spray at home.
I don't know.
It was some Ocean Spray there. I saw it. Oh, no. That wasn't Ocean Spray. That was that other kid drink that you always buy when your kids come. It's that orange one.
Oh, Tampico.
Is it Tampico?
Tampico, yeah. Tampico. It's all okay. About the newer. You need the new formula, though, because it's thinner. The other stuff, too, too pulpy.
So he had another one too. The what's the one the kids like? It's not orange juice, but it's
Tang.
Not Tang. It's like Tang.
Kids don't know nothing about Tang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said Tampico. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Welcome to the program, Lamont. What's up, shipmate?
Say, man, what's up? That was a great interview, man. That dude right there, he's the conversational version. He's the conversational version of what DJ Screw is to me.
Okay.
I'm talking
no
about his
cross racial comparison. See that? Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, but what I did think that was pretty interesting, and I would have liked to hear Henry jump in there when they were talking about that football and stuff, because I looked up dude, and dude was born like in 64, 65, so
right around the same time I did.
Yeah, so y'all paths have to have crossed, you know, being elite athlete, elite players the Houston area, and I thought that was pretty interesting, right? As a matter of fact, I thought that he was probably one of your boys or something that you brought him on.
No, here's the deal.
My bad.
His when he said he had coaches parked outside his house and the phone was ringing off the hook, I wasn't that dude. He was that elite athlete. I was that guy that was just like, yeah, he plays pretty good. Yeah. You know, I wasn't that guy with the sparkle and the shine. I was just the guy that, yeah, if we got one left over, we'll give it to him.
I think that's a lot of what a lot of people don't realize about you.
Oh, that I didn't start off as a superstar?
Well, of course. No, but let's call it what it is. One, obviously they didn't have the star recruit system back then, right?
No.
I mean, there was no five star. I mean, you were either a blue chip guy or you weren't.
Something like that.
Pretty much, like kind of like what Bruman said.
Exactly.
You were either a blue chip guy that had everybody lined up outside his house like he did.
Right.
Or you were somebody like Henry Thomas, who what? Your story was they were actually coming to see somebody else.
And caught a glimpse of the greatness, which is now me. And just happened to see it and say, well, hey, we might want to look at this guy.
Who were they coming to see?
We had a running back named Tim Dixon.
Uh-huh.
We had a quarterback named Doug Powell. And one other guy. He didn't do anything. I can't remember his name. But those two guys were really the two monsters for Eisenhower back when I was just a guy that played. I was just all over the place.
Yeah.
But they had the, you know, they're always in the paper, and then you'll see, and Henry Thomas had 73 tackles in little print down there, but you know.
Really? And so that's how they found out about Henry Thomas.
They came to see somebody else, and then, you know, and then I got recruited, got to go on recruiting trips and whatever, but phone was never ringing off the hook. Nobody came to our house and parked outside. It was not like, you know, craziness.
You didn't have it like bruh man.
I had like bruh man. I don't know what I'd have done.
But obviously they liked something because you end up going to LSU, which was still no slouch back in those days.
Right. You know, in fact, I remember Coach Jenkins and Coach Stovall coming to my house. Only coaches I can honestly say came to Studiwood to see Henry Thomas.
That was it. Nobody else.
No other coaches. No. I mean, recruiting guys and coaches like that came.
Yeah.
But head coach and position coach, those were known too.
LSU. So, yeah, I mean, that was kind of a no-brainer then. You had to go to LSU.
No, LSU wasn't top.
Who was your final two choices? LSU and who?
Oklahoma State.
What was it about Okie State that you liked?
I had boys that were considering it. I liked the time. They brought me up at the wrong time, though. They brought me up in January. Got a glimpse of that cold. But, I still liked the school. I liked the area where it was. And then my stepmother said to me, she goes, baby, those are two great choices. Both schools are phenomenal. You know, you go to Oklahoma, we can come up and see you every now and again and watch the games. You go to LSU, we can come every weekend. And I was like,
And then you would think which would make you want to go to Oklahoma State.
No.
But you wanted to see the fam every weekend.
I love seeing the fam. See, what LSU did for me, I was far enough away from home as I wanted to be, but close as I needed to be.
That's it.
You know, 4 hours in the caddy, I was back home. You know what I'm saying? I was rolling in the big.
That's a good point.
11-year-old DeVille.
That's it. Ooh. That's it. That makes a lot of sense. All right, real quick. So we each had our things we want to see in 2021. I said trade away. I want to see them, the Atlanta Falcons, trade away Julio Jones or Matt Ryan.
On the same note, I would like to see a even Steven trade Carson Wentz for Kirk Cousins.
I believe Carson Wentz is a wedding ring wearer.
He might be.
I think he is. I saw somebody else the other day who's a wedding ring wearer. I think, and it might have been Andy Dalton's, we already knew that.
And we mean during the games, people.
That's right.
We don't, you know, we're not saying anything.
Yeah, we're not against people that wear wedding rings during the day in their everyday lives. We're talking about actually people that wear wedding rings, football players that wear it during a game.
And you know what? And we might want to get off of that because I saw a guy play with a full diamond out grill and a necklace hanging outside of his shoulder
pad. I'm okay with that. I don't have an issue with that.
I got an issue.
I know you do. I know you do. I mean, listen, I don't.
Because I'm going to miss that tackle.
I don't want to see
just like
it.
He's going to miss that necklace.
Well, that's just it, right? Is I'm not encouraging, you know, you wearing the Mr. T starter kit. But you're not prescribed. Okay, but I'd much rather see my quarterback. If my quarterback's got a chain hanging out, that's one thing. If he's got his wedding ring on, I can't.
Just can't do
it. I just can't do it. No. It bugs me.
It's just a rubber band.
I get it. But still, were you a big wedding ring guy?
Played?
No. I know not during when you played, but I'm talking about when you were married. Did you wear
absolutely.
Your wedding ring? You did.
I designed all mine.
Oh, okay.
So they look nice. They were
because you know you got some guys who even when they get married after they get married they still don't wear a wedding ring.
Yeah, some guys are like that.
Yeah,
but I
can see myself being like that.
What? Married?
If that ever comes to fruition. Not to say that it ever will, but if it did, I don't see myself being a wedding ring guy.
If you get married,
yeah,
I don't even know what I'd do. I don't know. I'll be there.
It wouldn't. No. There will be no ceremony. This will be a justice of the peace type of deal.
So you have been listening to me.
No. This will be we're going to roll to the JP's office.
We're going to throw a broom down and jump the broom.
Hey, if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. But it's going to be quick. It's going to be in out. I'm not going any other route.
Yeah,
and I'm telling them, whoever I marry, if that's an issue, then maybe we're just not meant to be.
Yeah, you ain't getting married.
Maybe we're not meant to be. I know that's hard for me to say. Okay, you want to see a swap out for Carson Wentz for Kirk Cousins. A lot of that's going to depend upon...
The money's exactly the same.
Money's very similar, so it's not like it's a big change there. It's just, do you think if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, all right, yes, you want to move on from Carson Wentz. I get that. But part of the reason why you want to move on from Carson Wentz is because you don't want to be beholden to that money. Do you really want to have a Kirk Cousins back up Jalen Hurts, who that's really the, you know, that's the big question moving forward is he going to be your starting quarterback? Because again, I'm not so sold that he looks like, you know, the end all be all.
Well, like you said earlier about going to divisional rivals. He was in Washington for a good minute. They know him.
Oh, well, no, you're exactly right about that. They do. He's no stranger to the Philadelphia football team.
Exactly. So it wouldn't be like super far.
Although we can say the Eagles. So we can say that.
We can say the
Eagles. There's nothing racist about Eagles. I'm sure somebody will find something racist about them, but still. For right now, for today's use, for today's purpose, the Philadelphia Eagles. I think it comes back to what are they going to do about Jalen Hurts? Do you bring, obviously they're going to bring him back, but I don't know what what their long-term plans are with the Jalen Hurts. I don't know that Jalen Hurts is that guy. I really don't, because I think after now that things have kind of started to come back down to earth, now that as we've said before, time and time again on the show this week, once you kind of fall out of love, you know, everybody's in love with the backup quarterback until they're not.
Right.
Everybody's in love with the backup quarterback until he becomes the starting quarterback.
Right.
Okay. And that's the issue with Jalen Hurts. And I don't know that I've seen enough out of him in the last few weeks. And again, it's only a few weeks, so let's take that for what it is. But I don't know.
All right.
We'll put a bow on this topic next. One more thing we want to see in 2021 and our playoff predictions next. Don't go anywhere. This is ESPN
97.5. Shot callers, brawlers, who be getting
sipping in the Benz with the spoilers. On the low from the Jake and the Taurus, trying to get my hands on some grants like Horace. Yeah, living the raw deal, three-course meal.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting ting like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting ting like glitter.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back in. This is Henry Thomas, Fred Davis, JB. We're making it happen, man. We're making it do what it do. This is the HD show filling in for The Bench. We hope you guys are having a great morning. Looking forward to a wonderful 2021.
Hey, you know whose birthday it is today?
Whose birthday is
it? Two birthdays today.
That's all? Those just two people born today?
Two legends born today.
Name them.
LeBron turns 36 today.
Happy birthday, LeBron.
All right. And then my personal favorite, Tiger Woods, y'all. Tiger's birthday is today. He is 45 years old today. Actually, I think he's 43.
49?
No, 45.
45
Tiger today. Is 45, born in 1975, and is a diehard member of Raider Nation. So shout out to our boy Babbo, Mike Babbo.
Yeah, and then Capricorns are special.
You and Tiger Woods, y'all. Don't forget, by the way, real quick, just a quick check-in on the Twitter sphere as well as social, all the socials of the socials media, at the Freddie D, at Henry Thomas NFL, at Third Coast Johnny, at the Freddie D, at Henry Thomas NFL. You can find us on both of those at Twitter as well as Instagram. So check us out. Give us a follow. You will be glad you did. And then, of course, check out our podcast as well. We do a Texans podcast, Believe, B-L-E-A-V, in Texans. And then, of course, you can find the HD show with Bitter Mike. Both of those on Apple iTunes and Google Play. So make sure you go check them out.
All give them on the follow, Believe Network.
Give them a subscribe. You'll be glad that you did. And they're both on the Believe Podcast Network. So there you have it. And Tiger Woods, y'all, 45 years old. Here's a question, Henry Thomas. Will he win any more majors?
Yes.
I think he will, too. I don't think he's going to break the record. I was hoping that he would at least tie it. I don't know that he'll get there. He's still three away from tying it.
But he does win some more majors.
I think he wins one more, and that's it.
And I think he wins it solely on the inspiration of playing with his kid. He looked so relaxed and had so much fun playing with his son.
Yeah, he did.
That it kind of looked to me like he got a new, a different perspective or look at golf. He got to see it from his kid's eyes, and he saw the joy that his kid was having.
Yeah.
And it brought it to him that look. You know, and his son, you know, it probably, he was more than inspired when his dad won the Masters.
Yeah.
He was there. He got to see
it. No, he certainly was.
Was a year ago?
Yeah. Yes. Year ago. Last year, 2019.
There you go.
Well, that and I mean, again, the mannerisms are freakishly similar, which I think that was one of the funny things to watch, was seeing just how little Tiger Woods looks like big Tiger Woods. And you know, I think there's something, and to your point, watching the ease at which his son probably moved around the golf course probably reminds him of when he did it, you know, because 45 years old, I mean, listen, we're still in awe of Tiger Woods, but you forget, I mean, I think it makes you forget just how ruthless this dude was back in the day.
Yep.
Like, for as ruthless as a golfer could be, I mean, he was that guy. I mean, he came on the course with the intention of beating you and beating you senseless. And that was, I mean, and not to say that Jack Nicklaus and you know, Arnold Palmer didn't try doing that as well. But
they were before our time.
But they were before our time. And we had just never seen anybody. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. To me, Tiger's always going to go down as one of the greatest athletes of all time. And one of the most important athletes. I mean, golf will never be the same because of Tiger Woods. And I still maintain to this day, there's still nobody even on the same. I mean, his son is probably the closest thing we're going to see to Tiger Woods, because I'm sorry, but, and again, you know, shout out to, what's homeboy that just won the Masters?
DJ?
Yeah. What's his
Dustin
name?
Johnson.
Dustin Johnson. I mean, that's all you need to know. You know, and listen, I'm a Brooks Koepka fan. I like him. I like Rory. I like Ricky Fowler, all those guys. But none of those guys are making casual golf fans tune in on Sundays. Dustin Johnson being in position, Brooks Koepka being in position, Rory McIlroy being in position to win a tournament on a Sunday. Yeah, I might tune in, but I'm not. It's not must-see TV for
you're
me.
You're not locked in.
You tell me Tiger's in contention on a Sunday? Please. You know I'm watching it.
No, you're not.
What, Tiger Woods? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm absolutely watching Tiger Woods. I don't care. I mean, anybody else, Tiger? I'm tuning in.
Okay. I already know the answer to this, but Tiger's in contention. He's two out.
Yeah.
Starting the day. The match comes on at 12.
Yeah.
Kansas City playing the Raiders at 12.
I'll flip back and forth. I'll flip back and forth.
All right, I'll just check it.
Back and forth. No, I'll flip back and forth.
Okay. Who's going to get the most, though?
I mean, you know, the beauty of it is that I have two televisions.
Oh, yeah.
So
the ghetto Fire Stick.
I've got the ghetto Fire Stick, and I've got a phone, so I can maneuver all three, or all three, whatever I need to at the same time.
I got you.
Okay.
So you don't miss a thing.
No. But, I mean, in your generation and having been a former professional athlete, outside of Michael Jordan, who's had the kind of impact that Tiger Woods has?
Growing up, but just doing my career.
Just in your lifetime. In your lifetime.
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali.
But I mean, look at the names you're throwing out there, though. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, don't jump on me.
But that's my point. That's what I'm getting at. Is that
Tigers,
look at the names
that we're talking about.
Exactly.
That's,
when you're talking about guys in your lifetime that have had a monumental impact on their sport.
Yeah.
Ali, Jordan, Tiger Woods.
There you go. There you go.
That's absurd. I hope he wins one more.
Are you going to put Mahomes in there too? Because he's changing football.
Not yet. He's getting there though. The sample size is still growing.
Okay. I like
now it. After we give our picks, then yeah, we'll then you know, because I think that'll help you kind of figure out where I'm going with this. All right, real quick, give me one more thing that you want to see in 2021, football-wise.
Football-wise, I would like to see him give the kickoff guys a running start, 5 yards. Back them up. Don't have them stand there, wait for the guy to kick it, then start running.
Yeah.
It's going to improve the, like you said, like you want to see, the onside kick.
Yes.
You still got to stand there and wait for him to kick it. Come on.
It's almost impossible to recover an onside kick in the NFL these days.
Yeah, unless you're
the Falcons and the Cowboys, and you just watch the thing spin in front of you like a hot potato.
Oh, it's not 10 yards yet.
No, that was bona fide.
I'm down for the 4th and 20, like the 1 4th and 20 chance instead of the onside kick.
That's just it, right? Or was it 4th and 15 or 4th and 20? I thought it was 4th and 15 they were going to do.
4th and 15 seems too easy. Maybe it is what they were going to do, but I mean.
Well, it seems too easy if you got you know, quarterback Jesus, but I mean, you know. They need to do something, though. Mine, and I'll just go ahead and give you both of mine. I want to see two things. One, I want to see them redo the onside kick, and whether that means, as Belmer alluded to, you know, doing a 4th and 15 type situation where you got to convert it, and that's how you're going to get the ball back. But they. NFL needs to do something to bring it back to where in a close game, a team has a shot at getting the ball back. I'm not saying make it easy for them to get the ball back, but at least has a puncher's chance, because that's what we
love. Balance the skill.
That's it. Yeah. That's what we loved about the old onside kick was.
It was a shot.
It was a shot. You had a puncher's chance. If you kicked that ball right and that ball bounced right, or three of them dudes just went out and just laid out the receiving team, there was a chance that your team, that was whoever was you were a fan of kicking the ball, had a chance to recover an onside kick. Now it's you know, less than 1%.
Right.
No one wants to see that. My other one is, I want to see Urban Meyer in the NFL in 2021. Now, Jeff Diamond poo-pooed all over it yesterday.
Longtime
NFL executive, 1999, I think, executive of the year for the NFL. Said that the problem with if you're bringing in a college head coach is they just there are differences, nuances to the game in the NFL that it takes time to get used to, which I get all that.
Right.
But I would say this too. Our boy Matt Rhule over in Carolina. Now, granted, I think that team's, what, 4-11? So it's not like they're just lighting the world on fire. But I think he's had a pretty decent start to his NFL career. And I think if you're a Carolina fan, you are encouraged going into year 2021, even though, let's call it what it is, I don't know that Teddy Bridgewater is necessarily your long-term answer at quarterback.
He may be if you got your star running back back. I mean, what did he play in, 2 games?
About 5 or 6.
I don't think it was that much.
I don't think, well, I want to say, because I think he, no, because remember, I want to say he played 5 games, came back for 1, got hurt again. I think it was a Chiefs game maybe, got hurt again, and then was put back on the shelf.
I thought he played 2, got hurt, came back.
You're tripping.
Yeah.
You're tripping.
Use that little pad in front of you. It's loaded with the information.
Loaded. This thing called the internet. Have you guys checked out this internet thing yet? I just found out about it in 2020. Amazing.
This thing is
so fast. Right. And you can find anything on it.
And you know when you come back, you got to do your haiku. Did you do it?
Nope.
You haven't even done it yet, right?
I haven't done it
yet. It's going to shoot from the hip.
I haven't done it yet. I'm about to do it right now.
Really?
About to do it right now.
That's okay. Right. And if you guys want to chime in with a haiku for, I don't know, whatever you want.
2020.
Let's just do 2020.
Whatever.
2020, the HD show.
Whatever you want it to be. It could be Bruh Man. Check out the big brain on Henry. That's right. He only played in 3 games this year. 3 games.
Hey, it's like I tell all my friends when Hud is counting too.
So. That's true. You are good at math. I will give you that. You are pretty good at math. 1 segment left. Don't go anywhere.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Final episode. Final segment of 2020 for my man Fred Davis, myself, Henry Thomas, John B. working the boards for us, making us sound spectacular. Look, Fred's over there working on his haiku. Oh, he says he's done. Yeah, okay. He's done. We're going to slap out some haikus this last segment.
One haiku.
Bow on the year that was 2020. Oh, my goodness. I don't even want to see those recap shows.
I'm not going to watch them.
Because, you know, early on.
I mean, what's there to say? Here's your 2020 recap. COVID, economy, you either thrived, you got, you know, you didn't, you got fired, you got laid off, you got furloughed, and you're trying to bounce back in 2021.
That's it.
We got a new president.
And we got a new president.
There you go. That's it. There's your 2021. There's your 2020 recap.
In a nutshell. Well, let me see. 2021, bye-bye.
You got yours. Did you do a haiku, John?
No, I didn't.
Shame.
I didn't know that was for me to do, too.
We've only been talking about it for 4 hours now. We've only been talking about it for 4 hours.
Sit. So.
Has John done the show before?
A couple times, yeah.
I've never done the haikus.
Have we done haikus with you, though?
No.
Shame on us, then. I thought.
Pass. Because you should have directly said, John, this is for you. Because everyone else, you've said it too. I need you to do haiku.
I thought for some reason I thought for some reason John had done haiku.
No, Jack did. Jack did some.
Well, I knew Jack had. I knew Jack had. I thought for some reason, because I know maybe we just hadn't done that many haikus. You know what it is? I think it's we haven't done that many haikus on Sports Map. Maybe that's what it was.
I don't think. Have y'all ever done it on Sports Map?
No, we have. We did it with. No. We did do it once. Ooh, maybe we did. No, you know what? No, we have done it with Jack before. We did it with Jack before, and then there was one other producer we did it with. It might have been Jack. Mapes? Nah, it wasn't Fake News Mapes. I feel like we did it with Andrew Carlson. We did it with once with him, too. Because I think we had to bust his chops because it was kind of bad.
Yeah, they weren't. They weren't.
Right, give me some Orinoco Flow. Give me some Orinoco Flow. The song.
What's it called?
Just Google Orinoco Flow.
Okay.
You'll see it. And it's only one song you play when you do haikus.
It's only one song.
It's only one way.
Yeah, it's the only way you can do it. And as you say, it's either Asian menstruation or...
Menstruation. Menstruation. It means one of two things.
That's it. It's hot, though.
Who's your... give me your NFC representative in the 2020... Or not 2020, but give me your... Is it Super Bowl 55? Yeah, it is. Give me your NFC representative... In Super Bowl 55.
It's really tough.
It actually is. I mean, I agree with you on that.
I got two.
Well, only one team's allowed. Only one team. Just give me one.
Is that the right song?
That's the exact song. How about... I'm going to do this. Green Bay Packers. It's going to be a championship game between Packers and Seahawks, I do believe.
I like it.
And the Packers will... prevail.
Okay.
Because they have a better defense.
I can get behind that.
And they can pressure the quarterback.
I am going... You're going with who?
Packers.
Packers. Okay. Super Bowl Freddie D. I, too, like the Packers to get back. Because the one thing I like about the Packers, in addition to Aaron Rodgers, they got a damn good running game. And they got a two-headed monster. Actually, you could argue a three-headed monster between Williams, Dylan, and Grant.
Oh,
not Grant. Grant.
Grant.
Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones. So I, too, like the Packers. We'll get to AFC here in a second. All right. 2020, end of year. I'm guessing that's the topic you went with for your haiku?
Yeah, bye-bye 2020.
Bye-bye 2020. All right.
All right, here we go. I'll go first. 2020, wow. Can't taste, can't smell. Mask on, please. 2-1 new vaccine.
Okay, all right. I see a theme here. All right, I too... said goodbye to 2020 in my haiku. May have got COVID. Immune said, stop knowing, don't it. 2-1, we going. 2-1, we going. I screwed up that last line, but that's okay.
We're going.
That's
all right. We going.
May have gotten COVID. John, do you fall into that category of, I had COVID before I had COVID at some point? Because everybody's had COVID, we all think, at some point.
I don't think I have. No.
Never had?
No.
All right. Well, that's good for you then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never get sick. So.
And when you were sick as a dog.
A year ago.
Right around this
last
time.
Last month. Yeah, like at the end of November.
Yeah.
I mean, where I had to not go to work, in bed for a solid 3 days, not even getting out of the bed.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then
fever. I mean, you did that in your younger days, but there was usually...
I wasn't alone. I'm just saying.
That was the difference.
Yeah.
That was the difference.
But this time, nobody wanted to see me.
No one wanted to be within 10 feet of you.
They were cracking doors, throwing pills in there. Seriously. Like, here, take these.
Yeah, I went by and saw you one time. I was like, this dude here. Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and just about face and carry on with the rest of my day.
Exactly.
This dude here.
It was bad.
All right, so you and I are both in congruence on the Packers as our pick for the Super Bowl 55 NFC representative, AFC representative.
Well, I think there's a team that is moving through the ranks real quiet, like it's going to sneak up, do some things. I think Lamar Jackson in Baltimore is going to get right up in there and then lose the championship game to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
I think the Chiefs and the Packers are going to be the representatives in the Super Bowl.
Rematch of Super Bowl I, rematch 54 years in the making. I, too, am with you on that. I, too, like the Kansas City Chiefs to represent the AFC against the Green Bay Packers in Tampa Bay, although there is a part of me, and if we do another show between now and next week, which you can hear our podcast, the Believe in Texans podcast and or the HD show, Packers are my 1A, Tampa's my 1B.
Oh, that's right. You do love Tampa.
Tampa is my 1B. Who's your 1B?
My 1B is Seattle.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah. The thing I like about the about Tampa Bay, though, aside from TB12, they can run the ball at Ronald Jones if they need to, mm-hmm. And that defense,
they got
front seven gets after it now.
I've been praising that front seven from day one. The speed of the linebackers are incredible. Their defensive line are stout, but that front seven is strong.
Do you think Todd Bowles will get any consideration for a head coaching job? Probably not.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
I don't think so. But, you know, it's the time of year. You know, jump into the playoff. As soon as you get down to the last four teams,
mm-hmm.
then you start hearing all the rumors about who's up, who's that, who's this.
Yeah.
Because especially if you're not in it, oh, my goodness.
Oh, no, you're going to get inundated with it. I like the Seattle pick. The problem with Seattle, though, my only issue with them is you just wonder if there's enough there defensively for them to make a run.
Exactly.
You know Russell Wilson can do it because this ain't the Legion of Boom.
No.
This ain't the Legion of Boom. Bobby Wagner's in the middle, but, I mean, he's getting a little long in the tooth. That front four leaves a lot to be desired. I mean, yeah, you got Dunlap there who, again, he's made some hay since coming over there from Cincinnati. But you're gonna need a all around defensive effort if you're gonna make some hay, and you're gonna need to run the ball a little bit better. I mean, Chris Carson's gonna have to step up.
Oh, absolutely.
For that Seattle team, because you know what your boy Russell Wilson brings to the table. But I'm just not so sold that they can do that consistently and with the help of that run game. So one last thing: Texans, Titans, Sunday.
I'm going with the Titans.
Yeah.
Because it's a winning year. They got to win, right? Win the division. So I don't think they're going to be resting anybody unless they got a huge lead.
I was going to say, unless they jump out and this thing. But I got to believe that the Texans are going to come out guns blazing.
They are.
This is it.
Because they're under the same belief and understanding that Titans ain't no team to come from behind.
No, they're not. They've proven that. Now, again, are you convinced, though, that the Texans are the kind of team that can jump out to a lead? Because there's really nothing they've shown that they are the team to do that. So you got a team that's not good at playing from behind, but then you also got a team that's not good at playing with leads.
Well,
or really getting leads.
Let's come out and throw the bomb, see what happens. That's where I'm standing. So I'm all for, you know, I'm a homer.
You are.
But I'm a homer with truth. And the Texans.
Interesting. A homer with truth.
With truth. Because homers, you know, they're blinded. They rose close.
They are. They are. Everything is.
Rosy. Rose close. And I don't have that.
No, you don't.
I love my city.
You are an H-Town guy through and through. There is nothing. I tell you what. I don't care. You can throw me your Slim Thugs, your Trey the Truth. I don't care. Nobody is more Houston.
H-Town, baby. Hey.
The pride. Of the fofo.
Yes, sir. To everybody, I'm wishing everybody a happy new year right away. Get it gone. Put 2020 behind you. Don't forget about it. Learn from it.
Let's have a fantastic last 2 days, all right? I want to thank everybody that's listened to the program the last 3 days. I want to thank all of you guys out there, everybody on Twitter, everybody on Twitch. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the program the last 3 days. Obviously, you know, you could have listened to anything, and we want to shout out to our boy AJ Hoffman for giving us a shot, do a little radio. Shout out to our boy John Belmer as well for doing a fantastic job on the 1-2s.
And 3.
Hopefully you guys will hear a little bit more of us in 2021, and hopefully we'll be a little bit better the next time we see and hear from all of you. For the one, the only John Belmer, for the one, the only Henry Thomas, I am still that dude, Freddie D. H-Town in America, God bless you. Happy 2020. Happy 2021.
And peace.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I have been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.